Hi, welcome to Trekking and Kettlebell. I'm Brooke Benton and I'll be your virtual trainer today. In this workout, we'll be manipulating the speed and incline on the treadmill, then interspersing kettlebell swings for the ultimate cardio workout in only 25 minutes. The only equipment you'll need is a treadmill that raises to a 15-degree incline and a GoFit kettlebell. Your body burns the most calories when you recruit big muscle groups, and this workout targets the biggest muscles in the whole body, the glutes and thighs. Get ready to blast calories and burn that lower body. I've tried to make this program as safe as possible, but this or any workout may result in injury. To reduce the risk of injury, consult your physician before beginning this program. Before performing any kettlebell exercises, visit www.cardiopump.com and review the kettlebell safety and technique tutorial. Kettlebell training is only safe when proper form is executed. That form is explained in the tutorial. The workout that follows is designed with the intermediate to advanced participant in mind. If you're new to exercise, just modify the drills to meet your capabilities. Always listen to your body and take breaks when you need them. Pour yourself a tall glass of water and let's get started. You want to set your grade, which is the incline, to a 10.0. A power walk for most people is between 3.5 and 4.2 miles per hour. Find a speed within those parameters. Pump your arms right by your sides as you trek up the 10.0 hill.
Headed down south to the land.
Don't get too comfortable here, because in our warm-up, we're going to be doing hill loading, meaning your speed will stay consistent, but we'll be adding to the grade. Since the speed will stay steady, but the grade goes up, your heart rate should raise with each hill increase. Notice at your elbow joint, you should be bent to 90 degrees. Pump those arms right by the sides like slots in a toaster. Reach down to your grade, raise it 1 degree from 10.0 up to 11.0. Stay steady with your speed. As you power walk here, think about engaging your core muscles, staying strong and tight through your abdominals, shoulders down and back, head high, arms pumping long and strong.
Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar.
We still have two more grade increases in our warm up.
North country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my mind in playing poker, so I had to up and lay, but I ain't gonna turn it back.
Please reach down, raise your grade from an 11 up to a 12.0 incline. You should notice that your breath is getting a little bit shorter, your heart is pounding a little faster, and it feels as if the room around you is warming up. That's actually your core body temperature rising. Have about another minute left in our warm-up. However, if you're new to exercise, you need a little bit longer to continue warming up, so feel free to continue
Welcome
your warm-up into the next song if you're a beginner. Please reach down, raise your grade up to a 13.0. This is our final grade increase in the warm-up.
Johnson City, Tennessee.
Try not to hold on to your unit. Instead, continue pumping the arms right by your ribcage.
At least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, anyway.
Our warm-up is coming to an end rather soon. When that happens, you're going to stop the treadmill. You'll be exiting the unit and picking up your kettlebell for a series of kettlebell conditioning exercises. The kettlebell exercises will be done on the floor, not on the treadmill.
Mama, rock me.
turn it to a stop. Grab your kettlebell, wrap your hands around the handle, start down low, then thrust the kettlebell out. Basic swings. Down and out, down, then out. Exhale, exert. So exhale every time that kettlebell goes out. Be sure as you swing, you're maintaining flat back posture and bending deep through the hips and knees at the bottom, then thrusting the pelvis up, down, then up. Low and high. Shoulders stay down out of the earlobes. Let your arms just be the ropes that kettlebell swings on. The strength comes from your lower body. It's crucial that you listen to the Kettlebell Safety and Technique chapter at www.cardiopump.com to learn proper form before performing the kettlebell exercise. Release your left arm, right arm only. Swing through and up. This is a unilateral swing, a single arm kettlebell swing.
Thank you for blessing me with a mind too warm and too hot. Beat it feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oaks out and I'm known as such. And this is a beat, you can't touch this. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this.
It's a good idea to perform kettlebell exercises in a room that has a mirror so you can watch your spine and be sure you're maintaining a flat back and not rounding at the bottom of the swing. Keep your chest puffed and proud. Shoot your tailbone back at the bottom of the swing. Four more swings here. And switch arms, swing in the left arm. Ideally, you want to go so low in that squat that at the bottom of the squat, the thighs are parallel to the ground and ceiling. Thrust up with power. Inhale, like exhale, that. Don't forget to breathe.
Let them know that you're too much, and this is a beat. You can't touch this. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school's in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give them your song or rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now.
They four know. More. Four. Show, now three. Be ready to daisy chain. Right to left. Swing right. Now swing left. Take it right. Now left. Exchange at the top. Swing it through right. Now left. And right. Continue to alternate. Right then left. Good. More exchanges. Now three. Basic swings. Both arms grab the handle, swing through. Nice. Last minute, just basics.
Stop. Hammer time.
By now you're getting winded, you're feeling tired. Where a lot of times you start executing poor form. Never sacrifice form in order to persevere with the movement. Take a break if you need it.
Can't touch this. Yeah. You can't touch this. I told you. Can't touch this.
20 more seconds.
Stop chasing the boys and shots.
create more swings. Last four. Three. Two more swings. All right, lose the kettlebell for now. Let's go back to the treadmill. Set your grade to a 5.0. Begin a jog. For most people, a jog is just a little bit over your power walk. So a little bit over a 4.2 in pH. We're going to work on cadence loading during this drill. So our grade will stay steady, our speed will increase. Our heart rate's only going to go one direction, and that is up. So right now is a great time to hydrate and towel down. Reach down to the speed. This is our first of three speed increases. Take it up to a light run. Loading. I can't tell you what speed to plug in because it depends on your condition, the strength of your heart and lungs and legs. So for some of you, a light run may be 5.5 miles per hour. For some of you, a light run is 8.0 miles per hour, or maybe even higher. Take a deep breath, please. All right, raise that speed to a fast run. So just below a sprint. Don't let yourself go up to a full sprint. We're saving that for our last minute. Intensity should be challenging and uncomfortable. That form, shoulders down, chest proud, arms pumping right by the ribcage. The bigger you move at your shoulder joint, the bigger you'll naturally move at your hip joint. Make a longer stride. Listen to your body. If you don't need to go any faster, then don't. However, if you have it in you, reach down to that speed, raise it up from your fast run to a sprint. Sprint it here, 1 minute on the clock. Your sprint takes you to breathless. This is hitting your max. Awesome, fantastic job. Exit your treadmill now. Return to the kettlebell. This round is a carbon copy of the kettlebell routine you did two songs ago. Basic swings, down and up. Inhale and exhale. Strength and power, push the kettlebell out. Gravity pulls it back down. Provide that powerful hip thrust at the bottom of each squat, and that kettlebell will naturally stay in this movement. Inertia will carry it. Strong, audible exhale on each swing up. Deep, deep bend at the hips and the knees. Flat back. Two more here. Right arm only. Squat has gotten shallow. Come on, brother. Go the distance. Go deep. Go low. Four more swings right. Switch left, left arm swings. Right arm is just outside of the right thigh, counterbalancing through the right, swinging through the left. Daisy chain, swinging side to side. Right then left, right here. Swing right, now left. Exchange at the top. Swing through right, now swing through left. Changing your grip at the top of each swing. Passive exchange, tossing the kettlebell to the other hand at the top, or an active exchange, handing the kettlebell from right to left and left to right. It's all good. You take your pick, active or passive exchange. Basic swings, please. Both arms grab, swing through. Basics. If you're using a mirror, take a quick glance. Make sure you're keeping your spine flat throughout the movement. No rounded backs. At the bottom of the swing, if your back looks like an angry cat, you're going to have some extreme low back pain tomorrow and probably for several days or weeks afterwards. So important that you are maintaining integrity of that spine and not collapsing it at the bottom of the squat. Four more swings here. We're going back to the treadmill after this. Now three. Here's two. All right, lose the kettlebell for now. Treadmill sets at a grade of 10.0. Begin with a power walk, which is in the parameters of 3.5 to 4.2 mph for most people. And his hair, he found some gray. Just like our previous treadmill drill, this is going to be cadence loading. However, we're going to go a little bit slower since our grade is so much higher. We'll have three speed increases. One will be to take us to a jog, the next to a light run, the third to a moderate run, which is so challenging at a 10.0 grade. We're going to save the sprint for the next drill.
Yeah, he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. He's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old.
Take that speed to a jog, please.
And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day.
As you jog, those arms are right by your ribcage, parallel to your body.
And the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. 'Cause he's an old hippie. And
so your speed should be over a 4.2 mph. Just how much over that depends on the strength of your heart, lungs, legs, among other things.
He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just
sure you're saving enough juice for two more speed increases. If you start off too strong, you're not going to make it to the end of the drill.
That everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam. On his senior trip.
Take a deep breath, please. Raise your speed to a light run.
And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. 'Cause he's an old. Stays away a lot now.
At this intensity, you're trying, but not dying. You're saving a little juice for this last increase, coming
and
up in 5 seconds.
While he's jogging around.
Take some deep cleansing
sure
breaths.
Glad he quit the hard
now raise your pace to a moderate run. Moderate run on 10.0 grade is crazy hard. Come on, persevere for another 50 seconds, 50 seconds right here.
Like the smoke from that torpedo. Just
good news is, in 40 seconds, we'll be taking the grade down to zero. However, we'll be taking pace up to a sprint. Just get through the rest of this drill, then we'll worry about what's next.
He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard.
20 more seconds.
He ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to
10
adjust.
Seconds. Fantastic job. Lower your grade down to a zero. Pick your speed up to a sprint. We have 140 on the clock. 1 minute, 40 seconds, all I ask. 100% all you've got left in your tank. Rock on.
That's alright, that's alright, mama, any way you do. Well, mama, she don't tell me, papa don't tell me.
Don't hold back one ounce of energy, lay it all on the treadmill here. Imagine taking a wet towel and trying to drain every drop of water out of that towel. That's your energy going down the drain here on this sprint. This is our final drill of the day. You don't want to finish this song and have anything left yet to give. Use it all up right here. All you've got. Come on, friend. You are stronger than you think. When your mind says, I'm done, your body says, hey, you know what? I've got fuel reserves you haven't even tapped into yet. A little bit longer, a little bit more. Not yet, not yet, not yet. Come on, it's the end that counts the most. Keep pushing. And back off. That was an amazing finish. Go ahead and lower your speed down to a power walk, 3.5 to 4.2, staying in that zero grade. Drop your shoulders, hydrate, towel down. You'll notice the rhythm of your breath immediately slowed down. Now, the more conditioned you get, the faster you'll be able to recover after an all-out sprint. If you're relatively new to exercise, it's going to take a while to bring the heart rate back down. Stay with that power walk rhythm for now. We'll be slowing it down to a more comfortable walk here in about 1 minute. But for now, stay with your power walk. You should feel so accomplished with the workout you got through today. That was one challenging treadmill and kettlebell workout. You rocked it.
Somehow this don't feel like home anymore.
Try to take deep cleansing breaths in through the nostrils, then out either through the mouth or the nostrils. You're able to take your deepest breaths when you breathe in through the nostrils. However, breath comes fastest when you breathe in through the mouth. So that's why when you're doing very intense drills, you're having to breathe in through the mouth in order to get oxygen quickly. During our cool down, we just want to work on volume of air, so work on breathing through the nostrils. Go ahead and lower the speed on your unit down to a comfortable pace. For you, that probably means a little slower than 3.5 mph. Feel free to continue walking it out if you need a little bit longer to cool down. Otherwise, press the stop button to bring your unit to a complete stop, then prop your right foot up onto the deck. Flex forward at the hips so that you're getting a nice hamstring stretch in that right leg. It's recommended with static stretches that you hold them at least 20 seconds.
Whiskey has been a thorn in your side. It doesn't forgive the highway that calls.
And switch. Prop your left leg up onto the deck. Flex forward at the hips. And on each exhale, try to go a little deeper in that hamstring stretch.
No place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind.
Release, take your right foot into your right hand, then pull that shoe back, taking the heel in towards your buttocks. Knees are side by side. An excellent stretch for the quadriceps on the right leg.
Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
Release and switch left leg. Step the balls of the feet towards the back of the treadmill. Let your heels hang off of the back. You're not on the belt, you're on the sides. You should feel a nice stretch through the Achilles tendon and the calves.
Your heart's on the loose.
Try not to bounce here, just hold a static stretch. Exit your treadmill, bend the knees through a shallow squat, round your back up towards the roof, and now drop it down, neutral spine. Slowly round all the way up, stacking up one vertebra at a time. Drop your shoulders, lift your neck, and raise your head. Take a deep cleansing breath as you reach your hands up towards the sky, and then exhale, release. One shoulder roll. Friend, you are done. Fabulous job today. Don't let too much time pass before joining me again for another great virtual workout.